It's of a pretty female, as you may understand. Her mind being bent for rambling in on to some foreign land. She dressed herself in sailor's clothes, or so it does appear. And she hired with the captain to serve him for a year. The captain's wife, she been on board, she seemed in great joy to think her husband had engaged such a handsome cabin boy. And now and then she'd slip him a kiss, and she would light a toy. It was the captain found out the secret of the handsome cabin boy. Swell of pretty Nell, the handsome cabin boy. Was in the Bay of Biscayne, our gallant ship did plow. A night among the sailors was a fearful flurry and row. They tumbled from their hammocks, for sleep it did us joy, and they swore about the grounding of the handsome cabin boy. Oh, doctor dear, oh, doctor, the cabin boy did cry. My time is come, I am undone, and I should surely die. The doctor come a-running and a-smiling at the fun. To think a sailor lad should have a daughter or a son. The sailors, when they saw the joke, they all did stand and stare. The child belonged to none of them, they solemnly did swear. And the captain's wife, she says to him, "My dear, I wish you joy, for it's either you or me's betrayed the handsome cabin boy." So each man took his tote of rum, and he drunk success to trade. And likewise to the cabin boy was neither man nor maid. His hoping wars don't rise again, our sailors to destroy. And his hoping for a jolly lot more like the handsome cabin boy. ¶¶